Let's hear what E.J. Dionne and Matt Continetti think about that. E.J. is, of course, one of our regular political commentators, and Matt Continetti is from the Weekly Standard. First, E.J., briefly, you just heard The World According to Rendell. Makes sense to you?
Well, a lot of it does in this sense, that if first of all, if Hillary Clinton loses Texas or Ohio tonight, I think the pressure on her to drop out is immense. So it's extremely important to Obama to pull one of these out. If she wins a popular vote in Texas and wins Ohio, a lot of Democrats around the country, even some Clinton people, are going to be very worried, because that means this race goes on for some period of time. And even though Clinton's going to have a hard time getting to a majority of delegates, she'll have a plausible case that this ain't over. And what you saw is the negative campaign, the attacks really worked for her. Andy Kohut pointed out how the late deciders were going to her. And I think that's the bad news cycles Obama has had in her attacks. And so this race will get, I think, even more bitter if it goes on past tonight.
Let me just toss in here that Hillary Clinton's first victory tonight, NPR is projecting, has come in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island. She has won Rhode Island. Matt Continetti, you heard what Ed Rendell said about John McCain in Pennsylvania. That's the best Republican to run in Pennsylvania. Of course, it's in his interest right now to say that they need a very strong candidate. Do you agree with that? Do you think that Hillary Clinton is the electable candidate to oppose John McCain in Pennsylvania?
I'm not really sure I'd agree with Governor Rendell on that, but I would go back to something EJ said, though. What we're looking at, if Hillary Clinton wins one or both states, the big states tonight, we're looking at a scenario in which she could potentially get the nomination, but through extra Democratic means. Even if you include the vote she's already won in Michigan and Florida, she still is about a million votes behind Obama in the national popular vote. So what this means is that the Clinton campaign is now going to start going back to Iowa, Nevada, caucuses where John Edwards won delegates, but they haven't been officially pledged yet. They're going to start taking those delegates. They're going to be looking at superdelegates. They're going to be looking at rerunning races. It's going to be fascinating to watch the Clintons try to win this nomination through extra Democratic means.
EJ, what do you think about
that? Well, I don't know if extra Democratic is a bit strong, but I do think if she were to win it solely on the basis of superdelegates or by forcing the seating of contested delegates from Michigan and Florida, it would be a problem. I think it would violate
the spirit of the devout proportionality that we see in the way the pledge delegates are selected.
Exactly. And I think the best solution is to rerun the races in Michigan and Florida, because then you would have an open contest where voters would decide.
We should say that as we're talking here, with John McCain having clinched the nomination tonight, that Mike Huckabee has dropped out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination, Robert.
Well, do you think Mike Huckabee has a future in the Republican Party, Matt?
Well, you know, one thing that Huckabee possibly achieved tonight is winning more delegates than Mitt Romney won before Romney released them to John McCain. So Huckabee and Romney both have a future in the party.
Okay, that's Matthew Continetti of the Weekly Standard and, of course, E.J. Dionne of the Brookings Institution and the Washington Post talking about today's primary results on this very, very busy, if not formally super Tuesday. This is NPR, National Public Radio.